This is the Show It Off podcast, where we are building self-esteem and learning how to be shamelessly and unapologetically confident. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaff. I am a confidence coach, creator of the confidence building online course Peacock School, and a yoga and meditation teacher. Each Monday, you can count on true stories, inspiring messages, tools that work, and even an occasional educational interview, all to support you on your journey to confidence like you've never experienced before. If you are ready to take inspired action, I'm very excited for you, because Peacock School, 11 days of practices to build confidence, will be available again soon. You guys, this is daily Facebook Lives, a supportive community, and guidance to implementing just one tool per day to help you have radical self-love. It's amazing. You're going to love it. And if you don't believe me, you can check out the video testimonials at sarahfaeschaff.com from the people who have taken it before. Now, while you're there, go ahead and enter your email so you can receive some free gifts, like the free video series I created called Yoga for Confidence to help you start learning how to do yoga and how to implement that into your life. Also, the free offer Confident Morning, helping you start your day in a way that makes you feel more self-loving, build more self-esteem. So go get that, because I made it for you and it will surely support you on your journey to build confidence. Okay, it's time to start the episode. So get ready, because I'm about to show it off. This episode with transformational coach Jaden Grawlman is extra special. I'm really excited for you guys to hear this, because he takes the journey of self-love to a very deep and powerful spiritual level. For me, my transformation from self-loathing to self-worthy has definitely been a spiritual journey. And I thought it was very interesting to hear from a man's point of view, his situation, and how he transformed from, well, you'll hear the story. I don't want to spoil it for you, but how he's changed so much that he's able to help others. And that is really the point of realizing massive self-love, is to be able to make a difference in the world and make the world a better place because of all the love and miracles that you're cultivating and attracting in your life due to your realization of your worthiness. So I'm just going to go ahead and let the episode speak for itself. I know you guys are going to love it. So go ahead and plug in your AirPods or connect to your car, however you listen to your podcast, and really just let yourself get focused and be fed by what's about to be offered. Okay, enjoy. Jaden, thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure. Truly my pleasure. An honor. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I know that everyone listening to you is going to get so lifted up today and so excited. Why don't you just start by letting everybody know who you are and what you do?
Thank you. First of all, I just want to honor, acknowledge, and appreciate you, Sarah, for spreading your light and your wisdom and your gifts and sharing that with the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh. My name is Jaden Grawlman, and I grew up as a musician. I started teaching and playing gigs very young. I was around grade 8. I think I started my first job teaching music at a store, and I started playing gigs. And I had this deep, deep connection with music, and I also had this deep connection with drugs and alcohol. And there was a lot of drugs and alcohol in my family growing up. And so I dove deeply into that world as well, as at the same time as having, you know, these deep realizations and awakening about reality and life, and how there's so much more to reality than what we're being taught and what we're experiencing. And so, you know, having these experiences at a young age and going through my own process of dealing with addiction and really, really dove deeply into the worlds of spirituality, psychology, and metaphysics at a young age, and experienced my own personal transformation around just, you know, darkness and addiction and all these kind of fear-based ideas. And through my own personal transformation, I get to be at a place now where I facilitate others in their own personal transformation around, really, in a sense, we're all doing the same thing. We're assisting humanity in transforming from the thought patterns of fear to the thought systems of love, which are natural. And basically we've normalized fear, which is just every emotional expression that is not based in love, happiness, creativity, joy, passion, excitement, all these different things. So my passion, my excitement is to facilitate others in this transformation and just to be myself as fully as I can be, to give others the opportunity to go, oh, that's an option. You can just be yourself and be supported and you know, be transparent, all these different ideas. So it's really been around a personal journey of transformation and then coming to this place of facilitating others in that journey as well, to be supported by their passion, to feel allowed to be fully who they are, and basically unlearn everything that doesn't work, which just means work just means allow you to be yourself, and be yourself meaning to act in your passion and be supported by that. So that's my journey in a nutshell, for sure.
Wow, that's so cool. Mm. I love the way you explain things so, I guess for lack of a better description, user-friendly. It's really adaptable to really anybody from any type of background can understand what you're saying. And I think that's the concept of what you're saying is so grandiose, but you are really good at making it really simple and digestible. So thank you for that.
Mm, thank you. My pleasure.
And I love how you, how your focus is on transformation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes when people hear that, it can be alarming because that sounds like a lot of letting go.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of change, things mm-hmm. that aren't necessarily comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
When you bring it back to something that feels so right, which is shifting the perception from fear to love, mm-hmm. I think everybody wants that.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And I think the fear around, oh, transformation sounds scary. You know, ultimately, like what I always say is that on the other side of looking at and truly feeling emotions that feel scary, on the other side of that can only ever be more love, more of our power, and more of ourself. So like, I always feel like, you know, if I'm afraid of that, ultimately when I do feel it and go into it, the feeling is, where do I send the basket of muffins? This is great.
Wait, you know? Where do I send the basket of muffins?
Yeah, it's like when I actually dive into that feeling, that emotion, and I find, oh, I just find more of myself, more love, and more of my power. Wow, this is awesome. Who do I thank?
You know? Oh, where do I send? I get it.
You know?
That's awesome. I love
right,
it.
And that's the journey from fear to love in a nutshell, is to go, oh, this thing that's so scary, when I actually dive into it, all I find are gifts.
Yes.
It's like an eternal Christmas.
Yes, absolutely. It's so... True. I remember the first time I was introduced to this concept of shifting from fear to love. Mm-hmm. And it was when I discovered Marianne Williamson's book, A Return mm-hmm. to Love.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like you said, I remember like being like, how, like, where is she? I need to thank her. This is huge.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is huge. I love mm-hmm. your backstory because, you know, knowing you and the container that's small that I know you, you're so like clean and straight and narrow. And I would just never assume that that was your background.
Mm-hmm.
That's so powerful. It's like sometimes you hear about somebody being in a season or going through something so hard and people ask, you know, why would this happen? And if that didn't happen to you, you wouldn't have the story and the real understanding of transformation that you do now. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the idea that, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
And we can never really truly make a mistake. Right. You know, obviously we can do things that are out of alignment, but ultimately it's not a mistake because it's showing us, well, what is actually in alignment even more clearly. So I'm super grateful for all of those times of challenge and always reflect that to others as well. It's like you never have got it wrong. You may have done things that are out of alignment, but that's been what you needed.
Absolutely.
You know?
I love that.
Yeah.
So something that I was hoping to talk to you about today is a lot of people, because I talk about self-love and confidence, I get the question a lot about being selfish and about what, like how that relates to self-love and versus like community. And I also get the question about how owning ourselves, the way you said it so eloquently, the way we decide to fully step into who we are, how that might affect others. And I know that you're really educated on this topic and eloquent at it as well. I've heard you speaking to our mutual friend once about how he was concerned that his actions hurt somebody else's feelings. Mm-hmm. And the actions were just really about him loving himself and doing what he needed to do for himself. So mm-hmm. I was wondering if you can kind of speak on that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to review what you said just so I'm getting it clear.
Okay.
The idea of us being ourselves and the possibility of that hurting others, is that the essence of
others uncomfortable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 And I guess the question would be, if I'm truly being who I am, well, like this is like the essence of it is, and I've been talking about this a lot lately, is that when you act on your passion, that can't create a negative experience. It's impossible. Somebody else can perceive it as negative and make that mean something negative about them. But that it's just a belief. It's just a perspective. It's just an opinion, just an idea. Acting on your passion, being who you are, takes everything into consideration. It is literally a complete idea that leaves nothing out. So you can't, it's not like, well, I'm going to act on my passion and then all these other people are going to miss out, or all these other people are going to have a negative experience. And I've found this in my relationship as well, as like, you know, previously in my relationship, I was at a point where I knew I needed to leave, and I wasn't doing that because of fear of hurting her. Mm-hmm. Right. And so what I came to the realization is like, oh, if I know that my, like truly what I actually need is to do my own thing for a while, but I'm not doing that, I'm actually doing her a disservice.
Right.
Because ultimately when I made the decision to go, oh, I'm going to be myself, which just means act in the direction of my heart. Right.
Yes.
When I did that, she received so much healing, so much of her own power returned to her. All of these transformations that I was preventing by not acting in my direction of my heart. Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Brilliant. Great example too.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. And so when I took that action, it was like, okay, she received what she needed. I received what I needed. And that's the same in any situation where you feel, oh, my heart is pulling me in this direction, but I don't want to disappoint this person and this person.
Mm-hmm.
What they actually need is to be, quote, disappointed, because your heart's path takes everything into consideration, everything, your parents, your children, your family, your friends. When you act in the direction of what your heart is saying, everybody gets what they need. I think of it as, it's like it completes. If the universe is a puzzle and you being yourself is acting in the direction of your heart, that's like you completing the puzzle by going, yep. Everybody, the whole picture is complete now.
Yes.
You know?
They do.
So I don't know if that answers the question, but.
I think it does. I think it does on a deep level. Excuse me. I think I'm kind of losing my voice, but can you speak a little bit more on how someone could get clarity in what the direction of their heart is saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing that comes to mind, you mentioned Marianne Williamson, and one of my favorite quotes from her is that the ego speaks first and the ego speaks loudest.
Yes.
Right? And a lot of times some people will say, well, the heart speaks first. And I don't know, you know, what's true, but in my experience, the heart is more of a quiet voice that you actually have to tune into.
Right.
You know, it's like, get quiet. And usually what it is that people actually know what their heart is saying, but they just are afraid of that answer. Right. Right. Like, well, you know, my heart's telling this, but I want to totally ignore that because that's scary.
Yes.
Right. And it's the same thing with hearing messages from guides, angel. If you believe in like higher dimensional, that kind of energy is like receiving messages. Usually you're getting, well, all the time, literally all the time, we're always getting everything we need to be ourselves as fully as we can be. But usually it's just that we don't actually want to know that right. stuff because it'll mean we have to make a change that we're uncomfortable with.
That's right. Like leave the relationship or quit the job or put down the bottle or the drug. And that's hard. That's definitely
exactly.
true. Yes. Yeah. And wouldn't you agree that like this process of transformation is like so many layers and it never really ends?
I would agree. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's hard for people to start something that they know is never going to end.
And so it would just be a matter of going, well, do I like where I'm at right now? Or right. do I want to shift it? Because it not ending doesn't mean that there's like this endless dark tunnel. It's actually the opposite. You're going upwards towards light.
Yes.
In quotations, upwards, because it's just light is everywhere. It's not like a upward journey, but you could think of it like that because it's, if you're thinking of it in terms of vibration,
right.
which higher, all higher vibration means is literally just means that you're like your whole body, your whole consciousness is made out of vibration. And this is scientifically proven, right? Atoms, you know, when you look deeply inside an atom and then you go, oh, wow, there's particles and electrons and stuff. Oh, like that must be the smallest thing there is. Oh, but when we look in that, there's more stuff. And oh my God, it's just vibrating energy. Holy crap. Right. So that's what our bodies are made up out of. And our body, our consciousness has a collective vibration of all the different parts of your consciousness. You could call it a vibration. And as you raise that, which just means bringing more of yourself through, acting more on your passion, all these different ideas, you are moving in the direction of more peace, more joy, more creativity, more love, more passion. So it's like when we go, oh my God, that endless journey seems scary, but it's like it could be an endless journey into the light or an endless journey into the darkness. But the thing with the darkness is that if we're moving downwards in the scale of vibration, there will always be a point, and this is what we consider rock bottom, is there will always be a point where you go, oh my God, I'm tired of this. I don't like this anymore. I'm going to change my belief and I'm going to start moving in the direction of what I prefer. And this is what we call the slingshot effect, which is like if I take an elastic band and I pull that elastic band back so far into the darkness, right? I'm pulling it back, darkness, darkness, darkness. There will eventually be a point where I go, I'm tired of this. I let go and I get slingshotted that much further into the light. So sometimes it's the most advanced, powerful souls that choose a path of extreme darkness in this lifetime so that they can really be shifted into the opposite in a powerful way.
Ooh, I just got goose pimples all over my body. That was such a good analogy. I see that so clearly. And mm-hmm. I love how you started the story about music mm-hmm. being part of your life and where that took you. And I think mm-hmm. about, you know, I mean, like, we all know how many musicians we've loved, like, who have ended up their lives ending early or their, mm-hmm. and at the same time creating the most, like, gorgeous, poetic, love-filled music we've ever heard. Mm-hmm. I think that there's something to be said about that is like, you know, vibration, music, energy, they're all in the same sphere.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Totally.
And so
totally.
You, like, being who you are, being this, like, loving, present, eloquent communicator, amazing listener, coach who you are, it makes so much sense to me that you would start off as a musician, especially as a child when you're in your imaginative, like, playful before, like, the world has affected you too much. Like, that's where you went. I just think that makes so much sense.
Good. Thank you.
I just want to reiterate for those of everybody who's listening, how you said you either are going infinitely into the darkness or infinitely into the light. And ever since I discovered that book about 9-8 years ago now, I made the commitment. I even wrote a letter to my spirit and was like, okay, we are, like, married to going into the direction of the light now. And it's not a straight and narrow by any means. It's a wobbly, wonky, zigzaggy, loopy line.
Exactly.
Because I am, like, I love to have pleasure and be comfortable and for things to be, you know, popular. And so it's easy to kind of go, oh, well, actually, that didn't serve me. And that wasn't it wasn't getting me closer to the light, actually. And so it's like, choose again, choose again, choose again, like, stay to that commitment. And every time I think, I'm like, oh, okay, this is definitely the highest I've ever been. This is the most high vibe I've ever resonated in. But then I'm not done, because something hard will hit. It'll have another lesson and it'll bring me up another level. And then I'm laughing because I'm like, oh my God, this level's so much more awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great to, that's what I love about yoga, is that it taught me, and it teaches all of its practitioners, to learn how to enjoy the journey. And that is all exactly what you're saying, is like, you're in it. So, you know, let's not jump to the end, but rather just enjoy the road and the lessons along the way. Yeah,
totally. Because, like, we're always shifting. We're shifting now, shifting now, shifting now, shifting now, shifting now, shifting now. So it's like, where do you want to shift to?
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I loved what you said about lessons, because as we shift in the direction of what we prefer, it's not that the lessons get any harder, but they don't get any easier either. Right? It's like, when we like, they just meet us where we're at, right? When we go first grade, second grade, third grade, it's like the information gets more complex, but we're smarter at that point, so we can handle it.
That's right.
It's like, you know, we're always going to be challenged, because that's why we came here, to experience challenge, right? Because as infinite, indestructible, infinitely abundant beings, they're like, well, you know, I need some challenge. let me put myself into a 3D space-time construct where I actually forget that I'm infinitely abundant, infinitely creative, infinitely powerful, so that I can remember it from a new perspective, almost like it's the first time it ever happened.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we're in this video game and going, you know, I'm forgetting, but I'm remembering at the same time too. And so that's why we call it in the 13 an equation of remembrance, because it really is a remembering.
Yes, I love that you brought that up, because this is your program that's so unique and so powerful. Will you explain what you mean by the 13 a little bit?
Yeah, so the 13, a friend of mine, Brandon Bozarth, brought through this transformational equation, which is referred to as an equation of remembrance. And essentially, the number 13, which has its own, you know, like, belief systems around what 13 is and all these different things, like negative belief systems. And essentially the 13 just represents, well, in the tarot, it represents death, right? There's so much synchronicity around the 13. Essentially, it represents transformation. In the musical scale, there's 12 notes, and then the 13 starts the beginning of the next cycle. When you're looking at an egg, the sperm surrounding the egg, what actually happens is 12 sperm surround the egg, and then the 13th penetrates it. It creates new life. And literally all throughout nature, all throughout our life, this number 13 is really, it just expresses itself in transformation constantly throughout nature. And so basically the 13 is a 13 dimensional program. It's 13 weeks and covering 13 different relationships that we experience in our life. Right, the 13 most important relationships, right? Our relationship with creation itself, our relationship with our ego, our relationship with fear and addiction, our relationship with intimacy and friends and family, you know, our relationship to abundance and service, all these different core ideas, our relationship to nature, our relationship to healing, our relationship to death, right? All these different relationships. And we go through and there's training on each of these relationships so that we can bring basically, like I said in the beginning of the call, basically unlearn what doesn't work and relearn what's natural, which, you know, as Marianne Williamson would say, you know, is miracles, right?
Yeah.
Miracles are the natural state, right? And we've unlearned that to go, oh no, pain and suffering is normal.
Right.
Right. Right. And so this program, this process is really an experience of actually embodying all the stuff we already know. Right. We all know this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like, I know that intellectually, I get it, but I don't feel it every day. Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's a process of embodiment of the universal principles and deep connection with community and, basically just allowing yourself to be completely supported by your passion. Because you know, one of the questions we'll ask about the 13 is like, how do you know if it's right for you? Well, you know, answer this question. Are you acting on your passion 100% of the time and in your excitement being fully supported? You know, and if there's any hesitation, because hesitation usually means no, that's not true for everyone, because that's not what we collectively are experiencing.
Right.
But that's what's natural. And so it's like relearning this natural state. And that's the essence of the 13.
It's awesome. I love that you're doing this work, because it's so important.
Thank you.
So powerful. I remember being a child. I grew up as a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And going to church with my family and driving home from church one day being like, Mom, how come miracles don't happen anymore? You know, because like you hear all the Bible stories and the magical miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And, and her answer was something like I think that it paused. It gave her pause, you know.
That's powerful.
She wanted to say that there are miracles, but she couldn't really believe it herself, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Really a powerful moment where I was like, kind of just contemplating what I was being taught and being like, it just doesn't make sense, you guys. There's like a missing piece here.
Right. You know? Right.
As a child, I was like closer to that remembering that you say.
Right.
And like when A Course in Miracles says, the definition of a miracle is a shift in perception from fear to love.
Yeah.
I had to laugh out loud when I read that. I was like, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I finally got my question answered.
Right.
There are
right.
miracles all the time. And like you said, they should be expected. They should be our
absolutely
day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have the power to decide whether or not we're going to embrace that, or if we're going to believe that they're just something that happened only in the Bible or something, you know?
right that only Jesus can do that, right? And even
right.
Jesus himself was like, I'm not doing anything you guys can't do.
Yes. And that's right? Something that it also says in the Course of Miracles, where it was like, I'm totally paraphrasing, but it says something along the lines of, y'all were listening to me, but you got it a little off.
Uh-huh.
When I said the only way to the Father is through me.
Right.
I was pointing to myself, but if you say it, you point to yourself, and it's like God's within all of us.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I feel like just mailing that to every Christian I've ever known, and being like, y'all, we got it just a little bit off.
Right.
That little bit made a huge difference in the understanding of what our power is and what we're capable of.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
So good.
Yeah.
It is kind of a big deal. Absolutely. I just want to breathe into that. It feels so good.
Mm-hmm. I think that the fact that you've dedicated your life into this remembering is really amazing. And when I spoke with you before, when we were in person, I thanked you for being a facilitator of this lesson, especially in like from a place of a masculine person, being that you're a man, and that you're a young man. I think that it's especially important. You're only the second man I've had on the show. And it's because for me, I felt like it's been so easy to find all of these women who are really awake and really vibrating at a high level and in service. And I know there's a lot of men out there, and I'm seeing more of them now. And you are like the primary example of someone who's living in that way. And I think really has a lot to do with self-love and the transformation aspect of that, to love yourself enough to do the hard work to transform and then continue to put yourself out there so that others can do the same. You truly have a servant's heart. And I think that that's something that is parallel with self-love. Somewhere along the line, we got the message that that wasn't true. You know, what do you think about that when someone is in that position where they're like, they're in the addiction, or they're in the negative thought pattern cycle? Like, it's almost, that's almost an addiction in itself. It probably is, you know, and they're hearing this and they want to shift. And they want to have like a transformation. What would you say is like, I mean, other than, of course, investing their time and energy into your program, the 13, which you spoke of, perfect remedy. If they're not quite ready to make that leap, they want something that's a little bit easier and a little bit smaller, a little bit more tangible right now. What would you say to that person who's listening? What they can do?
Yeah, this is great. And something simple for someone who's listening, who is in an experience of choosing fear and doesn't know how to get out of it. I would say changing our relationship with fear. Right. It's like fear is scary, right? Like I'm in fear that I keep choosing it. Well, it's like, ask yourself, why are you choosing it? You know?
Yes.
And this is something really simple that anybody can use. The only reason why we would choose anything as humans, this is a human psychology, just like understanding that always works. And it says, humans always will move in the direction of what they believe serves them, right? And they will always, without fail, every time, move away from what they believe doesn't serve them, right?
Yes.
So if you're choosing something that you don't serve you, you can only be choosing it if you have a belief, an unconscious belief, that says it does serve you somehow.
Yes.
So get in touch with that belief. Now, how do you do that? Ask yourself the question, what am I actually getting out of this? I know that it doesn't serve me in my heart, but I wouldn't choose it unless I believed it did serve me. So what is it that I'm actually getting out of this? Figure out what that thing is, and you'll realize that it's not actually true. That you're not, that there's other ways to get it, whether it's relief, whether it's security, like any of these ideas. Like, what is it that you making that choice? Once you really see what that is, you'll automatically realize it makes no sense, and you'll automatically make a different choice.
That is so Perfect and so true. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give myself as an example. I'm going to be vulnerable and I'm going to share because I want y'all to really integrate what he just said. Okay, so I have always, like as long as I can remember, had the belief that I could only be validated by another person. Okay, so that's like so destructive for myself, so much pain and anxiety and just heartache has come from that belief, right? Essentially, I would always want that validation from a man, or when I was a teenager, because of whatever my story was that got me to believe that as a child, right? And so as an adult now, who's really committed to up-leveling and being in service at the best vibration that I possibly can, the highest vibration that I possibly can be, when I see myself acting in this way and this old belief, I am reenacting old patterns. So lately I have, or recently I have said to myself, okay, Sarah, you are going to detox from dating. I love dating. I love everything about it. I think it's really fun. And in my mind, I tell myself, I'm having fun. Fun is a high vibe. I'm having pleasure. Pleasure is a high vibe. And but in my reality, I know that I'm just giving a different label to an old fear story where it's like I'm still, that little girl inside of me is still seeking validation from an outside source. And so when I realized that and I made the commitment to detox from dating, I gave myself a specific timeline. And the minute I did that, my phone started blowing up, right? Like all these guys from like years ago and like random meetings. And I thought, how interesting this is, right? That it's almost like a drug or like a, an addict walking by a bar. Like all of a sudden there's bars everywhere. Like how did this happen?
Yeah.
And I felt like I was being tested.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, I'm really tempted. It would be really easy and really fun to go like hang out with this guy right now. But I knew that if I said yes, that verbal yes would keep me in a lower vibration than I want to be. It would keep me in an old story that I'm ready to move out of, even though it's probably fun. You know, it's not like doing a huge, horrible thing.
Yeah.
But I know deep within me where that desire is rooted. And I want to change that, right?
So
I say no. I like even copy and pasted a little message. No, thank you. I'm focusing on myself. Like, you know, have a nice life, basically.
Copy paste. Nice.
When I did that and I put my phone down, I started getting other opportunities and these amazing collaborations, like this one right now, of these interviews I wanted for the podcast. Collaborations with amazing women, with opportunities for work. And I was like, how interesting. You know?
Yeah.
And so essentially, I chose to change the story, change the belief, which changed the action, which changes the outcome, and which changes the entire trajectory of my life, which
brings
me ultimately closer to being and the best confidence coach I can be, the best writer, the best speaker, the best vibration, the best human, the best mom that I can be, which is ultimately a miracle.
Right. That's exactly it. Oh, I just want to, first I want to celebrate you because that's really powerful.
Thank you.
And I know that so many people listening can relate to that, right?
Yes.
So that's so beautiful. And there was just so many little pieces that came from that. I'm just trying to grab onto one of them, but I'm just celebrating because that's beautiful. And exactly like you said, it's like the definition of change, the definition of true change is when you come up against the exact same situation you did before, but you respond differently.
Yes.
People usually think, when I change, I'll get different situations, but that's not the way it works, because when we make an internal change, and then it's like you said, we get a test, of an experience that we would have had before. And when we react differently, our higher self, or, you know, the universe, however you want to say that, goes, oh, great. You know, they've actually changed. And then here is the reflection of that version of you.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah. So yeah, just celebrating you on that. That's really beautiful share.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And it really is the same for everything, where like abundance or whatever, it's like you have to get in that vibe first, which is the harder part, you know, but then it gets easier because you've shifted the momentum.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Super, aware of, but I just want to remind the listeners of the emotional guidance scale that was taught to us by Abraham and Esther Hicks and Jerry Hicks, and then again by Gabrielle Bernstein. And I'm sure there's a lot of modern teachers who are teaching this, but we recently read as a collective for the Show It Off book club, we read Gabrielle Bernstein's Super Attractor.
Nice.
Yeah, so good. And that was the most modern publication of the emotional guidance scale that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
What it reminds us is we don't have to go from freaking out, fear, anxiety to passion, love, enthusiasm. You know, there's a lot of emotions in between.
Right.
And if we just go a little bit up, like boredom is better than fear.
Mm-hmm.
Content is higher than boredom.
Exactly.
You know, right? And then we can keep slowly working our way up to that gratitude, passion, love feeling. So if you feel like you're like, yeah, I'd love to get in a higher vibration, guys, but like I'm sick and I'm irritated, I'm fighting with my spouse all the time or whatever it is, I'm stressed. Yeah. Having love for yourself within that moment and lovingly deciding to choose the next better thought. And if you want to Google, I'm sure if you Google emotional guidance scale, you can see that.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's like, I don't know, 27 feelings or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a great visual representation of consciousness, really. I love that scale. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Oh my gosh, Jaden, you are such a light. You are so amazing. I'm so thankful that you're a coach and that you're sharing your amazing wisdom and love for the world and for humans, because it is so needed. And I can just see, literally, just in the short time that I've gotten to spend with you, the vibration that is exuding from you and who's getting affected by your decision to transform. So much. I just honor you and celebrate you, and I'm so happy that I've recorded your words so that everybody can hear you. This will be out on the internet forever. So great.
I just want to reflect all of that back to you, Sarah, and just let you know how grateful I am to be connected to you, to witness your light, your wisdom, your essence, your passion, power, and peace, and just who you're being, who you are. And beyond all of that stuff, just your essence, you know, just the value of who you are as a soul, you know, not anything you do, everything you do is icing on the cake on top of that. So just, fully appreciating you and so grateful to connect with your audience and you, and I love you guys. So thank you.
Oh, so much love. I received that. Thank you. So I'm going to put in the show notes where everybody can find Jaden, but will you just say it for us so that it's in their ears as well, where people can find you?
Totally. I would say the easiest is just connect on the gram, Jaden Grawlman. I don't think I have any like underscores or periods or anything like that. So you'll be able to find me on Instagram, and I would love to connect over there, Facebook as well, but definitely connect on Instagram, and I'm really excited to connect with all of you.
Yeah, I love your Instagram page. It's not only beautiful, but like full of great information, and
thank you.
Feeling like you're in a crappy place or a low vibe, just hop on there and just pick out any post and read it, and you will learn something, and you will end up feeling amazing.
Nice.
Thank you for sharing yourself, and thank you for being on the show. We love you so much, and we're just like celebrating you and very just full of gratitude that you took the time. So Thank you again, and I'll be seeing you on the path.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you again for having me, Sarah, and yeah, sending infinite love. Talk to you soon.
Yes, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
If you like the Show It Off podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off book club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now. That is why I started the Show It Off book club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? Just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram, follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. Tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime. But it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off book club today. Every play of this show means the world to me. Thank you for your time and for listening. I'd love to hear from you now. Questions and comments are welcomed at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment, if you could leave a review on iTunes, it would help other people to find this message of confidence. You could also help someone build confidence by texting this episode to at least one person now. Being self-loving means being authentic, bold, and confident. So shamelessly and unapologetically, show it off.